encoded by Easy MP3.
On top of our regular funding in the last budget, and that money is starting to flow through to regions now.
She's been told that the word urgent doesn't mean anything. We can't help anyone, and she believes people are being forced to live on the streets.
Well, that's not right either, John. There is certainly a lot of extra money flowing through, and regions are making assessments now.
Hume Region told her there's no new funding for supportive accommodation.
There is a lot of extra funding for accommodation.
It's well, why can how come you can say one thing and she's being told by your staff another?
Well, I'll have to check on exactly who said what, John. I'm certainly not out there on the ground, but I can tell you and I can tell Susan that we've put a lot of extra money into disability services, a whole range of services, and we are continuing to do that. That there is money out there. There's certainly an urgent list, and unfortunately it's too long. We are, like every other state of Australia and overseas countries as well, experiencing a great increase in unmet demand, often largely caused by an ageing population. And certainly that urgent list is too long. But we have made a big increase in funding, 48% extra since we came to government.
So when Susan gives us a first-hand personal account of being told by people in the Hume region that there's no new funding for supportive accommodation, you say that's wrong.
That's right.
And yet she's telling us that's exactly what they tell her.
Well, John, I can show you the figures that we're providing extra funding that will lead to extra support in accommodation in a whole range of ways.
Well, why doesn't it filter through to the people who need it?
Well, I'll make sure that that does, John, but this woman, Susan, I think she said her name was,
yep.
Is already receiving some assistance for her daughter and wants to increase that level.
Now, well, she's on a carer's pension. She can't live on a carer's pension. She wants to go to work so she can earn some money, and in order to do that, she needs someone else to look after her daughter while she's at work.
Well, that's right. And she's getting some level of support, and she wants to increase that, and the region will have to make that assessment against other people also with urgent needs. But there is extra money coming through to the regions in that particular region I think is Loddon Mallee. There's an extra 28 people will be provided with a package to assist them with their accommodation support. And I have to explain that we're trying to move away from simply providing community residential units. We're giving people a lot more support and flexible funding packages so that they can find ways of support that suits them. So for some of them, it is about renting an apartment and getting support to live in it. For some, it's to remain at home and their family is assisted with their support.
All right, so if we can pin down who has given her that advice, you say the money's there for that to be overruled.
That's right, and the regions are making assessments.
Well, we'll put that to the test, won't we?
Well, we can if you like, yes.
Well, we're going to make sure of it, because she's being told that there's no money. You're saying there is money, so let's find out where it's gone. It's not going to be hard to do. With your office coordinating with Susan, we'll make that happen. Thank you, Minister.
That's right. Thank you,
Cheryl Garbutt, the State Minister for Community Services, responding to Susan from Namurka on yesterday's show. It's 11 and a half minutes past nine. Your call's in a moment. But Paul Stoddard, the Victorian millionaire who's made hundreds of millions of dollars from providing aviation services in...